Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Have you ever thought what it might be like to just sell up everything, move to another country, or even, you know, renting out your home or just doing your job remotely from a foreign place just for a little while? Just taking that step to a total lifestyle change. There's always an obstacle, isn't there? There's always something holding you back. Always. Not for my next guest, because that's exactly what she and her husband did. Nicola Wolfe is on the line. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Nicola, your story is quite amazing. Can you firstly just tell us about you and your life before you decided to move? What was that like?
So my husband and I are living in a sailboat in Greece at the moment. Before we did this, we were both living in Dublin City, both had fairly successful careers in business consultants and big firms, just normal, regular people, pretty happy, but wanting to make a bit of a change.
Okay. And what was it, Nicola? What made you go, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to sell up and we're just going to buy a boat?
Yeah. So I think for both of us, like, we've both always loved traveling. But during our late 20s and our 30s, we really focused on our careers and being serious. And travel got kind of sidelined, as I'm sure it does for a lot of people. I guess for us, the pandemic was that major shift when we realized we could do our work completely remotely. And that really kicked us off getting serious about making a change. And I remember, like, early on in the pandemic, we were kind of thinking of everything from moving to Canada to converting a van. And then one night we watched this video, just kind of randomly came up on YouTube about how much does it really cost to live on a yacht. We were like, oh, that looks like it might actually be achievable. And it looked really fun. And yeah, so we just started really exploring that idea. And the more we explored it, the more we really liked it. And it seems like a really great way to travel, but also live in, like, a nice, comfortable home.
Did you know how to sail?
No.
This is the mad part. So you're looking at a video on YouTube. You see people sailing off into the sea. So I want to pee. So how do you go about doing it? You must be a very good planner, like, putting these steps into practice. What was your first step? Was it, did you have like a 5-year plan or whatever? Did you go get lessons? How did you do it?
Yeah, like, both of us have a consultancy background, so I'd say planning is definitely a forte.
Okay.
But yeah, no, we started with the sailing. So we were like, okay, if we're really serious about this, we need to go and get our licenses and get our certs. So we did all of our training in Dunleary. Mm-hmm. And then we just started kind of trying to figure out, like, what kind of a boat we could live on, like, what would actually be achievable for us, like, not too big, but not too small. We kind of thought, like, initially that it would take us a few years to get it off the ground, but we actually found an old boat in Greece that ticked a lot of boxes for us. And we kind of felt like, okay, this is pretty old. It's depreciated as far as it could go, so the risk of buying it was quite low.
Okay.
We couldn't travel because of the pandemic, so we didn't get to see it in real life until after we bought it. But yeah, at that time, we just decided, let's just take a loan out instead of saving for years, and something else could get in the way, and we'll just work hard and pay off the loan in the next kind of couple of years.
It must have been a really daunting thing to put your stuff into storage and get on that boat and go, because you're novice, like, you're new to this game, and go, okay, this is our life now. Do you remember that day?
Yes, I do remember that day. It took us a few days to pack up. We actually put all of our stuff into, like, I think it was a 600 kilogram crate and shipped it to Greece. So yeah, it's actually amazing what a sailboat can fit on it. Like, we have all of our kitchen stuff, we have a TV, we have, like, our home gym equipment. When we're working, we have like an office-y setup kind of a vibe. So yeah, we fitted a lot of stuff on. Probably not all of the wardrobe, which is sad, but we mostly wear bikinis and board shorts, so yeah. It doesn't really matter.
And so you just, so like, I do you not want to throw them over? Like, I can't imagine being in a such a small space with Lau 24/7. Does that ever get on your absolute nerves? Him in particular. How do you get time to yourself, Nicola? Do you get time to yourself? Like, you're very good at going, okay, I need to just have a little walk for myself now. Or
yeah, there's definitely that. But also, like, I think, yeah, like the interior of the boat is definitely smaller than the house, but you're spending most of your days kind of outside exploring. Like, we get in the dinghy, go off, go to the beach, do whatever. So it doesn't really feel cramped, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, like when you're in Ireland or when you're in Dublin and you're kind of, everything happens in the house when you're not at work. It's different than that. It's more like you're outside most of the day.
And tell me this. Is this a long-term thing, or is it, do you have a plan to do this for a couple of years, 5 years, or is this, you see you doing this for your life?
I definitely would say it's on the longer term side of things. Like, we put a lot of work into upgrading and restoring the boat over the last few years so that it would be a long-term home. And yeah, like this year we kind of made it around 15 different Greek islands, and it's just given us such a taste for what else we could do. Like, there's so many other places we'd love to go. So yeah, definitely don't see us stopping anytime soon.
And Nicola, any hairy moments? I mean, you're on a boat in, you know, in the middle of the ocean. Have you ever had any scary moments where you thought, oh, this is kind of dangerous now?
Yeah, definitely. The first winter we were here, we were coming back to Dublin for work, and we accidentally closed a valve that should have been open, and we flooded the entire engine with rainwater.
Oh, God.
So that was nearly a plan dead in the water, excuse the pun.
Yeah.
But we did manage to save it. We brought it back. Overall, though, it's been more good moments than bad. But yeah, there's definitely been a few hairy moments.
And where are you speaking to us now from? Where are you now? Are you on land?
No, well, we're in our marina. So our marina is based in Leros, which is like a little Greek island beside Kos. And I'm just calling you here from the cockpit.
Okay. And what, do you miss anything about Dublin?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'd say the thing we miss the most is friends and family.
Yeah.
Thankfully, a good few of them have been over to visit us this year. Felt a little bit like hotel sunna at times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great. It's been great to like share everything with our friends and family and kind of see their reaction to things. I think they're all coming back again next year, so I think they had a pretty good time.
That's the danger. If you show them too much of a good time, they're going to come back.
I know.
That is the danger. And okay, so I know like there's a lot going on in Ireland, as you know, at the moment. The cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, this is going on, that is going on. And a lot of people are looking for change. Would you recommend this way of life? Would you recommend it to people, or do you have to be a certain type of person to live on a boat?
I definitely would recommend it. I would say it's not for everyone. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of learning, there's a fair bit of planning that goes into it. But in balance to that, like, we think it's a really, really great way to have more freedom, more traveling, but also living in like a comfortable home. And yeah, we've had that question a lot. Like, since we've moved out here, people have kind of said, like, how much does it cost? How did you do it? And we've kind of found boats starting anywhere from like the 10 grand mark all the way up to like the million mark. It just depends what you want out of it and if you're willing to put in the work, but it's definitely achievable. And it's definitely, like, I think a boat can make a really nice, comfortable home as well. Yeah. I suppose, like, for us, when we were trying to make our minds up, there's a YouTuber who we followed who is we find really inspiring. And mm-hmm. he said, you know, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the things that you did. And that's kind of our mantra for life now.
Well, it sounds amazing. And obviously, because I know you're a newlywed, would you still class yourself as a newlywed?
Yeah, I think so. We're still in the first year.
You're still in the first year. It's all going well. You haven't flung him overboard just yet. It's all good.
Not yet.
Well, listen, you're making us all very jealous. I just want to thank you for taking the call and best of luck to you and Ian. And you've inspired everybody, I think, to make that change. Thanks, Nicola. I'll chat to you soon.
Thanks a million, Jen. Take care.
Bye. There we go. That was Nicola Wolfe, who, along with her husband Ian, are currently sailing around the Greek islands after buying a sailing yacht and decided to make a bit of a change. You know, just a little bit of a change there. I'm not jealous at all. Nope.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.